Globally, more than 700,000 deaths each year are caused by antibiotic-resistant infections. In remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in northern Australia, up to three quarters of those who attend medical clinic are seeking treatment for skin infections, and the prevalence of antibiotic resistance infections means they can't rely on simple first-line antibiotics for treatment. Asha Bowen is head of skin health at Telethon Kids Institute. She told The Wire's Catherine Andrews what happens when antibiotics don't work anymore.
It makes it difficult to treat even simple infections that you might have presenting to a remote clinic, but it also means that when patients get admitted to hospital with serious life-threatening infections, there may no longer be an antibiotic in the, I guess, cupboard that is going to work to treat that person and save their life.
So what happens to the body then when that happens?
If we don't have an antibiotic that is able to treat an infection, if it's an infection that might get better on its own over time, then it will just take a lot longer to get better. But if it's a life-threatening infection, then it's highly likely that that person will die from the infection because we did not have an antibiotic to treat it.
Why hasn't antibiotic resistance in remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities been noticed as much as non-Indigenous communities?
We haven't been able to easily collect the data to inform the conversation. So being able to know what the resistance rates are in remote communities, which we now have some more information about. And also in terms of population representation, there's just far fewer people spread out over vast distances. And so it's difficult to tell a collective story about the problem with antibiotic resistance in remote Australia. So we think it's really important to start telling this story so that attention can be paid to it, so that it can inform the national antimicrobial resistance strategy.
How can more of a spotlight be shone onto this issue?
Through compiling the data, so knowing what the antibiotic resistance rates are. We do know a fair bit about that for skin infections, and so we know that up to 60% of skin infections in Central Australia or Northern Australia will be caused by what's called methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA. So by shining a spotlight on that, by publishing those results and knowing about them to impact treatment decisions is really important.
Is it an issue of getting more doctors out into more remote areas?
I think that the healthcare workforce is critical, and having this conversation, I guess, at a national level is quite important because we know that there's high turnover of staff in many of the remote sectors, as well as staff coming from all over the country. So awareness of the issue even before doctors and healthcare workers arrive in the remote sector is really important, but also making sure that those who work and live and work for really long periods of time are kept up to date with what their local antimicrobial resistance patterns are like.
What can doctors and health professionals do to close the gap when it comes to antibiotic resistance in Indigenous communities?
The first thing is knowing about it. And I think the next thing is being really sensible about the way in which antibiotics get used, making sure that the infections are being treated according to the guidelines, and making sure that checks to see that the infection is completely resolved when we stop the antibiotics. So simple strategies, using the things that we know and doing them well and following guidelines, I think is absolutely the part that we can all do to help.
Asha Bowen, Head of Skin Health at Telethon Kids Institute, speaking there to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.